Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Greetings and happy Thirsty Thursday, Rockaholics. I have a question for Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Kraken Thursday.
Okay. Oh, crap. I forgot.
Does it happen in the off season? Do you do it all? I'm still new here. Do you do Kraken Thursday all year?
It's slowly going to just stop doing it at all if they can't win a game.
I guess, okay, to piggyback on
that.
Well,
we don't do Blue Friday all year.
That was going to be my question. Yes. Do you start Blue Friday during the preseason or do you wait until the real deal?
I don't really overthink it. It just kind of starts whenever it feels right. So you can do it whenever you want. Don't follow my lead. Please don't, because it just depends on if I remember to put the clothes on. I'm the last person you want to go to when it comes to like planning things out, like when it comes to wardrobes.
I'm just going
to
show up just decked out in Hawks gear tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow's the day.
Let's do it.
Okay. I need something to look forward to.
Kraken is definitely not it. Well, you know, you can look forward to the season's done after tonight.
I know. Well, welcome back, Danny.
Hey, he's alive.
The Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today's a day to give somebody a high five. Let's go.
Hey.
Virtual high five to Danny. It's too far. I can't reach, and I don't want to pull a muscle this early in the morning. I would say my wife has done the bulk of raising our child right. Like, she has done some incredible things with our kid. I watch her every day, and I'm blown away by how great of a mom she is. But I have to say, I trump everything because I taught my daughter at an early age how to give a high five. That was the most important thing. And also to do the fist thing, blow it up.
Those are very important skills.
Or as we call it, pop the balloon. That's how I was able to teach her.
I like that.
It was very important to me. Because wherever you go, I don't know about you, whenever I'm around kids before I had a kid, I never knew what to do. And I'm looking at a kid, I'm like, I don't know what to do with you. High five. So I want to make sure my daughter is ready for awkward people like me in their lives who didn't know what else to say to a kid other than high five. And she's been crushing it ever since.
Looking forward to high-fiving her at Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday.
Oh, she'll be giving out all the high fives. And if you want to know, do the fist bump thing, just say pop the balloon. Mm-hmm. Watch, she doesn't do it. And everyone's like, you didn't teach her anything. Mariners, all of a sudden, they've learned how to win some games. Swept the Cincinnati Reds. Thank you, Bryce Miller. Thanks to the relief pitchers as well. Big 5-1 victory over the Reds. So finally, the Mariners won a series. Up next, they're going to be heading on over to Colorado, starting a series tomorrow against the Rockies. Also, you know, the Mariners, they always do all these fun promotional events. And even though I kind of roll my eyes at this one, this might be the most brilliant of all the promotional events that the Seattle Mariners have done. They're going to be hosting two Hello Kitty nights at T-Mobile Park.
Okay, I was more of a Karopi girl.
Don't even know what that means.
And a Peckle girl.
Don't even know what that
means.
Those
are other Sanrio characters from the 90s.
None of this is a language that I speak.
Peckle was like a little bird. And Karopi was a little frog. Hello Kitty's obviously a kitty. Bats Maru was a penguin.
Did anyone ask her what these are? Okay, I was making sure I didn't. Maybe my hearing's not good. And Danny's like, tell me more about these Karopis. Well, they're doing two nights. One of them's already sold out. I guess it happened on April 30th, where people will receive a limited edition Hello Kitty Mariners themed jersey. And then the other one's going to be one of those like those drawstring bags. They're going to be doing that one on September 10th against the Padres. Again, not my world. Seems kind of silly, but these things are selling out, and the Hello Kitty is obviously massively popular, and I think they're going to get a very different fan base to show up to these Seattle Mariners games.
I can't wait to just people watch that game in the crowd. That's going to be awesome.
You know what they need to get? She's like a YouTube star, and Tatum's all about watching her videos. Have you ever seen Sugar Star?
No.
This is Sugar Star.
Oh.
It's like this really attractive girl that just plays with toys, including Hello Kitty stuff. And Tatum's just obsessed with this woman now.
Nice.
She looks pretty. Looks like she knows what she's doing. A Boeing whistleblower testified before a U.S. Senate subcommittee. This is the alleged criminal cover-up by the company over some safety concerns. One of the specific highlights, the missing bolts in the 737 MAX 9 door plug. Other whistleblowers have raised concerns about defective aircraft production and then also threats against people who bring up concerns.
This whole thing is just crazy. Some of like the stories that you're hearing, it's just like, what in the F is going on?
Boeing is defending its safety record, but right now the U.S. Justice Department is investigating a lot of these violations. Senator Maria Cantwell expressed some concerns about employee safety in this, you know, reporting mechanism. So more to come on all this, but it's a wild, wild story.
It's going to make for a great movie starring Tom Hanks one day, I tell you that much.
You're right. You're right.
You mentioned the Seahawks. I think we're all starting to get more and more excited for the Seahawks, including some of the players like Leonard Williams, the guy that they signed. They traded for him last year. They signed him to a big contract in the offseason. He's a defensive lineman, and he's a stud on defensive lineman of a defensive lineman. And he did a big press conference talking to some of the media, talked about the new coach, Mike McDonald, and how excited he is. He's bummed that Pete's gone. Obviously, that was a big reason why he wanted to come to Seattle and loved working and playing for Pete. But he's also very excited about Mike McDonald. And here's why. If I can get this stupid thing to play.
I just love that he's a defensive-minded coach. I mean, he clearly had the top defense in the NFL last year. And playing for a defensive head coach really excites me. You know, I'm playing for a guy that knows that, you know, games are won on the defensive side of the ball. And that's how I think. You know, I think we have a great offense. I think we have explosive playmakers. And I trust that side of the ball. But from any defensive player, you know, I want them to think that we're going to be the ones that's going to win the game. And I think, you know, Mike kind of shares that same mindset.
Hell, I always love when defensive players are like, I love playing for a defensive-minded coach. You think?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
There's an Indiana woman facing a narcotics charge after she allegedly called the police over a bad bag of meth. I love it when people call the cops on themselves. It's just my favorite. Sarah Harris reportedly called 911 twice to complain about the person who sold her drugs. She says that she had smoked normal meth before snorting some of the newer batch, which was apparently the bad meth. So they tested the bad batch. She's in big trouble. She's got charges relating to possession.
I just love that. I'm like, why would you do that? Why are you so stupid? Then I forget. Oh, yeah, they're on meth. Of course, they're not thinking clearly. And Sarah, you'll be happy to know, she spells her name with an H.
Oh, ew.
That's why she's an idiot. Right?
Yes.
Hey, Kraken, like I mentioned, the final game of the season happens tonight. They're taking on the Minnesota Wild. We'll see how the season ends. Will it end on a 5-game losing streak, or will they at least go into the offseason with a W?
That at least makes the comeback story of next year that much better.
I hope. Weather, we're going to high 62. Sorry, I got a little too excited. Woo. 62 degrees, going to be sunny. The DMV is brought to you by Kia Puyallup, and that's what's up.
I know some of our rockaholics have a green thumb, but have any spent the last 3 years of their life trying to grow something? This just happened to a member of the show, and we're going to tell you about it at 620.
The Daily Migs Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words, especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix Show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
If you visit the Daily Mix's social media pages, our handle is at Daily Mix, you will see that we have posted a photo that has four shots within it. And these four things summed up each of our days yesterday. Migs, I would like you to kick things off and tell us about your shot.
You know, we had a very busy day yesterday. Went to this awesome park in Sumner, and Tatum was having a blast. But for some reason, after we got back from the park, I was like, I need to mow the lawn. And Tatum was all about helping out. So I just really took the picture and wanted to put it on the four shots just so I have historical evidence when for when she gets older and complains about doing chores. That there was once a time that she wanted to help her daddy. And she wanted to help him by sweeping up around the grass.
With a smile on her face.
She was so fired up. Like, she did not want to leave cleaning. Like, I was like, we're done. We're good. She's like, no. And she almost had, like, a meltdown. She's like, I'm not done sweeping. I'm like, this is not going to be this way in about 5-6 years. Like, she's going to be complaining. I'm enjoying it while I can. But it was just adorable. Like, here she is helping me out as I'm mowing the lawn. I was like, this is what I've been waiting for as a dad. Like, to have those kind of fun, you know, father-daughter moments where we're just hanging outside, just doing stupid ass.
I love it.
Like chores. So really, there was no other thing other than the fact that I just wanted proof that at one point in her life, she did help her
father. I would milk this stage forever.
Yes.
Danny, your shot also has some dad action
going
on.
You were hanging out with emojis. It's crazy.
It was. I met them in real life. No, I mean, it was the same kind of thing. As I was obviously in Tucson for Lily's 10th birthday. And the picture is of me this past weekend. I took Lily and three of her 10-year-old friends to the mall. And I got called brave by many of people that I ran into at the mall.
Honestly, you just saying that makes my anxiety like kick in. I'm like, oh God, four kids at the mall.
Yeah, it's scary enough having your own kid and having to worry about her.
Yeah.
Were you afraid that you were going to lose one of them?
Not at all. No. I was worried about my wallet, though, because the minute I got there, they're immediately like, can we buy this? Can we buy that? I'm like, look, okay, you can each have a budget of $10 and you can pick one thing out. And they wanted literally everything in that mall. They're actually pretty cool with it, though.
At any point, did you think about like sending a message to all the other parents and be like, here's my Venmo? I'm going to need some more money because this is going really bad.
You know, honestly, I did think about that, especially like when it was like, oh, we want ice cream. We want boba tea. We want everything from Hot Topic. Literally everything from Hot Topic. And I was like, well, at least you're my daughter.
I was going to say that proves that it's your kid.
Keep off the old block.
Yeah.
Sarah, tell us about your shot.
Well, George and I were discussing our plans this weekend, and he is probably the most excited I've seen him in a while that he gets to go to Chuck E. Cheese as an adult. So my picture is from when him and I went on a cruise back in December, and we literally spent so much time in the children's arcade.
So like they're Chuck E. Cheese. Basically.
They're Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. We spent a lot of time in the casino, but we spent more time in the arcade. So you can't really tell, but we have like a bunch of the tickets and stuff. But he did want me to tell you guys, because I told him that his tickets are going to go to Tatum and Barrett. And George said, absolutely not.
Oh, he's going to cash in the tickets and take whatever child prize that he can get?
Yes. He says those children need to learn on their own. There are no handy. What are they called?
Handouts. There are definitely no handies at Chuck E. Cheese, Sarah. Are we going to have to take away your invitation?
No, party's canceled.
You know what? Sorry, we're not going to be able to make it this weekend. What the hell is wrong with you?
I was going to say hand-me-downs, but I knew that wasn't right.
It's better than what you said.
Hand out.
Can I turn off her mic now?
Please. Probably.
You know what? For this party's sake, maybe wait till Monday to turn it back on.
Okay.
All right, I want to talk about your picture, Taryn, because you texted all of us this picture and you were so fired up. And I wasn't sure if I'm just the city dweller in the show and I don't understand farm life. But I was like, is this impressive or is this just stupid? And then I looked at Sarah's face when we were talking about it before we started the show, and I think she has the same opinion that I do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all, vegan, vegetarian, you guys should be pumped that I am growing asparagus.
You're right. I'm so fired up.
So the thing about asparagus is it takes about 3 years to get a significant crop. So I didn't plant asparagus for years because I'm like, who has time for that? I'm not going to wait around and try to be patient for this asparagus. But this is my third year. And I was out doing some gardening with Barrett, and I went to check in this one raised bed, and there were my baby asparaguses all coming up in a little row.
Danny, are you with... Are you with Sarah and I and thinking that this is insane?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. I'm not here to shame you. Maybe a little bit. It takes 3 years to grow asparagus?
3 years. So it's a perennial, which means you only have to plant it once and it will keep coming back every year if you take good care of it and all that. And now, so this is...
But for it to start, it takes 3 years for it to begin.
So we did have some growth last year, but it wasn't really like what you would be able to eat.
Then he got a vasectomy. And
so now you can, you know, you can start harvesting them anytime that they're like, you know, 6 inches is 6 inches is ideal.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that, Taryn.
Is Brad measuring it or are you measuring it? Because I feel like you might get a different size asparagus.
Oh, God.
But, so, hold on. So when you pick it and you eat it, then you have to wait another 3 years for a new one to take its place?
No, it'll keep going for like the whole season. I mean, they say each plant will yield about like 25 spears or so. So you have like 3-4 asparagus plants. Like, that's a good amount of asparagus for your year.
Yes. I'm reading about it. Apparently, you're going to get like 10 years of good asparagus now.
But it takes 3 years for it to kickstart.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It is wild. It's, and they say that the oldest cookbooks on record.
Who's they?
They, the garden people, okay. Cisco Morris, I don't know. That asparagus is one of the like oldest documented things in a cookbook. They've been cooking it for years, y'all.
So do you and your family eat vegetables that have been grown from the ground, Steve? I don't understand how growing is stupid. LOL. For the reason why we are all alive. Good for you, Taryn. I just think it was, you're right. I just think it's crazy that it took 3 years for something to grow. That's something that will never happen in our house because every time we try and grow anything, we fail miserably at it. So props to you for having the long-term, I don't even know, do you have to spend a lot of time watering it? Like, do you know know if you're doing a good job of it? Because like, we know rather quickly when things die around our backyard that we're not doing a good job.
I mean, I've killed plenty of things in my garden, but the asparagus is looking quite abundant and vibrant and robust. And I'm excited. So based on the fact that it has taken me 3 years to get my asparagus to grow, we want you to complete this sentence. I didn't think doing blank was strange until I saw how others reacted. We know that you are doing something when you share it with your friends and you get that strange look. 206-803-ROCK, your calls after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
Based on the fact that it has taken me 3 years to get my asparagus to grow, we want you to complete this sentence, Rockaholics. I didn't think doing blank was strange until I saw how others reacted. 206-803-ROCK, give us a call.
We got a text message at 206-803-ROCK. This one's, it's kind of cool, though. They say, I sing the national anthem whenever I hear it. It doesn't matter where. If I'm at a sporting event, I will sing it loud and proud. Even if it's on TV, and yes, the last time at the Super Bowl, I got some strange looks from some people that did not expect me to do that.
I wonder if they've got, it sounds like they must have good pipes.
I mean, or they're just very proud to sing the national anthem. Wouldn't that be kind of strange if you're at like a Super Bowl party and some dude just starts belting out the national anthem while the singer's doing it too?
I'd be impressed.
I'd probably go get them a drink. That was awesome.
Or maybe they've had too many drinks?
That's pretty early if they already had one too many drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Another person says, I like to pull my nose hairs out when I'm bored.
Oh.
Ouch.
Okay.
My wife gives me a hard time. I kind of am with this person.
Does she get them for you?
No. But sometimes I don't even know if it's like a nervous thing or like some people like to like bite their nails or, you know, everyone's got their own little weird tick. Mine is, why am I sharing this with you guys?
Tell us. It's just us.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No one's going to know.
I'll twirl my nose hairs.
What? Like put them into little baby dreadlocks?
Well, no. I don't know if the twirl's like, I will, like that person, grab the hair, and I'll just kind of like keep spinning it until I pull it out.
And you pull it? Does it hurt?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Does it make your eyes water?
100% of the time. Oh. But it's like kind of exhilarating. But every time my wife sees this, she's like, are you picking your nose? And I'm like, no. I'm not picking my nose. And she's like, well, what are you doing with your fingers on your nose? I'm like, I'm pulling on the hairs and twirling them. She's like, I don't know if that's even better. Like, I don't think that's even better than pick. You might as well just pick your nose at this point because that's what it looks like.
Oh, my God. Based on the fact that it's taken me 3 years to grow asparagus, we want you to complete the sentence. I didn't think doing blank was strange until I saw how others reacted. 206-803-ROCK.
I'm curious about Danny over here.
Sorry, I'm just still picturing you twirling your nose hairs, and it's kind of creeping me out.
It's just like this. I just go like this.
Okay. Wow. I don't need to see it.
And I just do this.
You really get in there.
Well, I got to get the hair.
Well, I thought maybe they were like longer.
Yeah. Well, if they're longer, I don't have to dig as high up. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know,
I'll see that while you're talking.
I can't. Oh, my God. I can't look at him. You know, it's. I think that the
you sound like my wife.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I honestly can't think of anything weird that I do.
Okay, well, you know what?
We're just so normal.
We'll help you. What about spraying cologne in your mouth as a way of doing like a mouthwash?
That's a fair one. Yeah. It's amazing because sometimes I don't take like the scope with me or the Listerine, so I have to use my cologne.
Which I don't even know if it's, is it non-toxic? We never bothered to ask you that.
Like, I'm sure it says on the back of the bottle, don't eat this.
I'm sure it won't kill you, but I'm a little worried that maybe like in like 30 years, something bad's going to happen in your life, and we're going to trace it back to the fact that you've been spraying cologne in your mouth for the last 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, at least I'll have good breath, though.
Debatable.
Russell in Seattle, what did you used to collect?
Barbies.
Oh, nice. Did you collect them for financial reasons, or would you play with them?
Well, back when my little nieces were growing up, I started collecting them. We had a Barbie house and a Barbie pool, and that all got eventually given away. But I still have a whole bunch of collectible ones. And my wife was saying, well, you had to, you know, find some deserving little girl or whatever to give them to. But I just held on to them. I got 15, 20, 30 of them. I got a Barbie, a winter evening with furs and jewelry and all that from back in the 90s. And I got some from the Olympics and just.
Oh, you there?
What's the oldest Barbie that you own?
It's from like probably the 90s, 92 Olympics.
Nice. Do you keep them in the packaging to like preserve their value?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to open those. And if somebody's, you know, kids come over and it's like, can I play with those? I'm like, no.
Don't touch my Barbies.
These are for the adults, kid. You know what's sad is you said to the 90s. I'm like, big deal. That's not that old. And I realized I did the math. It's like over 30 years.
Yeah, Steve. We're old.
I know. I don't like hearing that. I was like, from the 90s? Like, you just got that last year.
Well, that's a classic.
That's sad.
That's a classic.
That's just sad that I thought like that. Someone said, I'm with you, Steve. If they're long enough to grab, I pull them out.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Hair. Nose hairs. That's what we're talking about. Out of context, if you just tuned in, that sounds strange that someone's doubling down with me about something being long and pulling it out.
Nose hair removal services by Steve Miggs. Your new side hustle. You can go help other people with their nose hairs.
Oh, is that what I'm going to do? I'm going to set up a shop?
Apparently, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, everyone does it by themselves. We don't need somebody to help us. They're Taryn Daly.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 96 wins, 25 losses, and 13 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.